Broken Down Talk Radio.
Living life on the merry-go-round, you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we can walk it out. Ooh, Monday, we can walk it out. Ooh, Monday. My love, like
my love. Well, good afternoon, good evening, and hello to all of you folks across the country and around the world. And I hope that you enjoyed our intro song as much as I did by the great Andrea Day, Rise Up. Glad that you folks have joined us. I tell you now, fasten your seatbelt. Don't leave because we got a jumping 30 minutes for you. This particular show is not going to be hosted by yours truly, Showtime. It's going to be hosted by one of my colleagues that I've had an opportunity to know for well over a decade, Dr. Tametra Clark, who has been in the field of mental health and social services for over two decades. She is the founder and CEO of Renewing of the Mind. Wellness coaching, consulting, and supportive services, ROTM, where you can receive coaching in any of the eight dimensions of wellness, as well as issues due to the impact of grief and loss. Whew, that's a mouthful, and I'm sure a lot of you folks have dealt with that and are dealing with that right now, but help is on the way. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and introduce you to and welcome Dr. Clark. Hello, Dr. Clark.
Hello, Dr. Brown. How are you this evening?
I'm blessed and highly favored and just amazed and excited about being in 2022 and the sharing that we'll have for many people who are in different types of grief that you are handling that part. I know they couldn't be in more capable hands, and just really excited. So let's get going. What's the show going to be about today?
Well, tonight we are going to break the ice and just kind of talk a little bit about the vision and purpose of how Renewing of the Mind came to be, and in particular, the grief and loss component of this program, because that's really where the niche is right now, and that's really where the work is needed as we are coming out of or still in this pandemic, and just how it has impacted so many people and has made these drastic shifts in the lives of thousands and thousands of people over the last 2 years. The topic of grief and loss is just so relevant and so pertinent for today's time.
Absolutely, absolutely. I could tell you my stories, but I don't think we got enough time to talk about my grief and losses. So let's see if we can share some things that I'm sure many in our audience will be able to relate to.
Well, as you already mentioned, you and I have been working together for well over 10 years, and you and I have had lots of experiences. And some of those experiences that I had actually with Grassroots kind of set the tone for where I am and played a major role in how Renewing of the Mind actually came to be. In the years that I've been throughout my life, I have realized that I could not be of service to others if I did not take care of myself. And finding that I was neglecting myself, I had to start looking at doing things differently. And so as I started to grow and mature, I realized that I could not be for others without being for myself. And so I started to do my work. And I'm still on that journey of working because, as we know, our journey of self-healing and self-care, it doesn't end. It's just like going on a diet and we want to lose that 10 pounds. Well, we do what we need to do to get that 10 pounds, but then what? if we don't keep doing the work, then that 10 pounds and more is going to come back. And so now it's become a shift in my whole way of being and my whole lifestyle. And so it feels good to be able to empower myself to thrive. And what better way to share that but to present it to others as well in these eight dimensions of wellness. And in that, I've been able to start to get a hold of some of my own grief and loss issues, the most recent ones being the most impactful in my life with losing my father in 2019, and then right on the heels of that, not even a year later, losing my brother, which is my rock. And I just remember so vividly as my son and I were walking up the street at the time of my brother's passing, I just kept saying, you have equipped me for such a time as this. You've equipped me for such a time as this. You've equipped me for such a time as this. Not really having an idea, but not really having an idea of really what he was equipping me for. And so that produced the grief and loss component of renewing of the mind. Because now I really have to start doing some work in another capacity, as I've always been able to sit with other people and families during their time of grief and loss. And so I knew that that was where God was gifting me and where he was taking me. And so now I had to do it for me. Now I had to do it for my family. And it was just a whole different meaning. And so I went into looking at what that is going to look like for healing down the road and came up with the Grief and Loss Workshop Program, Living Intentionally, Living with Intention and Purpose During Grief.
Wow, that is truly amazing. As I was looking at part of your biography, you've gone through a lot of personal tragedies, but one of the things that struck me when we talked about doing the show, you were expressing that you would be sharing some tools and strategies that help people get over their stuff. And there was a word that stood out in your biography or your show description was something called show up. Can you talk about that?
Well, we always say that we want to be our best selves, right? And we want to show up as a total person. And so for me, because of what I do, because I'm in the public eye, because I am in other people's space, the way that I present in that space matters. And if I show up to a particular space and I'm not showing up as a complete whole, then my purpose for being there is for naught. And so in the process of helping us heal is so that we can show up, be present, but be present. And not just be present in the physical sense, but be present emotionally, be present physically, intellectually, however we need to be for that space. And feeling good about ourselves when we are immersed in that particular space.
Wow, showing up. So then it goes on a little bit further to talk about embracing the loss when most of the time it's something that we live in denial of or we run away from it. What do you mean when you talk about embracing the losses?
So when I talk about embracing the loss and embracing the pain, it's the reality of the loss. Because just like you said, we often go through, you know, denial and we have a hard time accepting it. And that's part of those stages of grief that we will eventually get into, but being able to embrace something means that you take a hold of it, and when you take hold of it, then you're giving it a new meaning. And so when you're embracing it, it's embracing it so that you're taking the pain, the physical pain, out of it, and you're embracing the intensity of the love for that loss that you have, and then you're going to use that to empower you to build a life and to lead a life that honors that loss by living with purpose and intention.
Wow. We need to hit a quick commercial, and when we come back, we're going to dive into something I also noticed that there's a thing called intention and purpose and honoring that. We can't wait to hear about that. But first, ladies and gentlemen, our show is being brought to you by Flashback Academy. Flashback Academy focuses on providing support services for former foster care youth who have been in the system, aged out of the system, and unfortunately have wound up on the street if they're lucky. Now, I'm not trying to be sick or kind of crazy by making that statement. Let's break that down. Over 85% of the kids who come out of foster care end up on the street, in jail, or dead. Tell me what corporation in America can last even a half of a year with that type of a failure rate, and our federal government gets away with that, okay? Now, I'm a patriot. Let's not get that twisted. I'm here to offer a helping hand by introducing Flashback Academy to you, where we will not only provide housing to get them off the street, but provide vocational training and skills that are marketable and that are in demand, and then give them some work experience. I'm sure Dr. Clark and I both can remind you that most of the time when we come out of college, unless we went to Ivy League school, not here, you don't have a job. And the first time you go out looking for a job, they say, well, you got any experience? Well, we already know where that road can kind of take you. It makes it a little rougher. So at Flashback Academy, we are also going to be providing work training, paid work training. I'm not talking about just practicing either, okay? But we'll dig off into that a little bit later. Let's get back to our show and find out what Dr. Clark is talking about when she says, honor those that have passed or honor the losses with intention and purpose. Dr. Clark, can you elaborate on that, please?
Sure. So when we have a purpose for something, a purpose is nothing more than having a reason, right? A reason why we want to do something. So when we are honoring someone, we're giving it a reason why we want to celebrate them. And then when we have an intention for something, our intention is actively taking control to create the life that we want. So intention takes action. So purpose can be seen as the thought, the reasoning behind it. Then when you put the intention to it, now you're going to act on what it is that you want, and you're going to put the pieces in place to create that thing that you are imagining for yourself, that way of being that you desire. You're now going to put a plan in place for that.
Wow, I think a lot of people could use that. So as we go into the second half of our show, I want to ask about the title and then what people can expect from the shows that are going to be up and coming. Where did you come up with When Numb Is Not Enough?
Wow. Well, the hits of losses were coming so fast, and they continue to. Right now I'm in the midst of 4 back to back. And so they start to come so fast that you don't have time to process them all individually. And the emotions and the feelings that you have seem like they start to blur together. And it leaves you wondering, how am I supposed to feel? And so then we find ourselves, well, I found myself personally, speaking for me, in kind of like a bubble. And in that bubble, I felt like my head was full of water. And as I went back and forth, it was just like the sound of the waves swishing back and forth in my head, and I couldn't make any sense of it. And I felt like when I tried to pinch myself, there was nothing there. I couldn't feel anything. I got to this point to where I couldn't even feel a particular way anymore, and I became numb. And as I sat there in my numbness, I began to realize that even the feeling of numb was not enough to describe all the different emotions that were happening at one time. And so you sit in this space, and I just start telling myself, numb is not enough. Numb is not enough. And that's really how I came up with the name.
So what can our listeners anticipate for your shows that will be up and coming? And should they tell a friend?
They should absolutely tell a friend. So what will happen with the show is that we will definitely discuss this journey of grief and loss. We will look at unpacking some differences between grief, loss, and mourning, because I think people get those two things mixed up, grief and mourning in particular, and what those things are, and talking about giving ourselves the space to experience anything that we feel that we need to experience in the time that we're going through it without guilt. So it'll be a space of non-judgment. We will look at what the stages of grief are according to Kubler and Ross, dissecting some of those stages, well, actually all of the stages, and then looking at how they present or manifest themselves and some of the feelings that are associated with these stages, knowing that the information that's being shared will not be an exhaustive list by any means, because we know that people experience things in different ways. And so we'll look at this event or this phenomenon that happens on a global level, a worldly level, but the experience that each person has is an individual experience. And so I welcome people to call in and talk about their experiences to see where they fit in any of these stages, knowing that there's no order to the stage. You experience these stages how you experience them. You might go back and forth from one stage to the other. And then we can talk about what are some tools and strategies that I've used personally to kind of help me and that I continue to use. And hopefully others will be able to benefit from some of those ideas and some of those strategies. And I welcome other ideas and other strategies that others have used on their way to gain some healing along the way from their own issues of grief and loss.
I have no doubt that there'll be many people who will benefit. So you folks, grab your pen or just be able to play this again. But if you want to call in next week at, I believe we came on at 8 o'clock p.m. on Thursdays, but we'll also be on Saturday morning. So when you wake up in the morning after you get through listening to our first show, which will be Teen Talk, get into the minds of our kids, because those are the ones who are going to be our future in no time at all. But you will be dialing in at 310-527-6090. Have your comments, have your questions, have your concerns ready, and definitely tell a friend. And again, show is going to be brought to you by Flashback Academy, but for those of you who may have a business that you would like to have promoted on our show, definitely write us at flashbksllc@gmail.com. And for many of you who have a challenge with calling in, but you want your questions read over the air, don't hesitate. Write us again at flashbksllc@gmail.com, and we will love to be able to squeeze your question in, and Dr. Clark will give you or put you on the right path to recovery. But then again, let's just keep it real. This is not one of those one sessions where it will fit all and everybody's going to be okay. But it will help become the building blocks that will help you in processing and being able to compartmentalize things that are going through you that may be affecting your quality of life. One thing I know about losing loved ones, and I'm going to move from that in a second, is most of the time the loved ones, they actually wanted the best for you anyway, and they don't want you to walk around moping. But when we talk about loss, Dr. Clark, is it not true we're not just talking about someone who has passed? Could it also be losing the basketball game and you kind of want to pull out your hair if you got any left? Or is it losing your job? Oh, my God. I've been fired once or twice. I don't know if you have, Dr. Clark, who would want to wind up losing.
It's all
of them?
It's all those things. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because oftentimes we do look at loss and we put it in a box, and we associate loss with just the loss of someone, a physical loss. And we usually associate it with death. But as we know,
Can you grieve from losing a job and go into a depression?
Absolutely. You absolutely can. You have been, because why? Because it's a loss. Loss and how it impacts us, it's relational, right? So all losses are relational. So if you have been on that job for a long time and you have made friendships and you have made connections, and then all of a sudden you walk in one day and they say, okay, we have to let you go, which we know is what thousands of people experienced over this pandemic. They were forced out of their jobs where they have been for years and years. They were forced into early retirement because their employers could no longer have them. Many, many hundreds and thousands of people went into depression because of not only just loss of the job, but then loss of that income, loss of being able to take care of their families, loss of their financial, you know, stability and their financial independence. So you absolutely can go through a grieving process, those stages of grief, from losing a job, just like you can go through those stages if you lose a pet. And these days, some people grieve harder over the loss of their pets than they do another human life because of the attachment that's there. We can grieve over relationships, divorce. That's another loss. When we lose friendships, right? We are friends with someone and then we fall out for something, and then that's a loss. Our children in the child welfare system are grieving all the time, and no one looks at that. Those parents are grieving. Why? We look at them and we say, well, this kid is just having this problem. They're a behavior problem. They're having tantrums. They're doing this. They're doing that. Oh, this parent is hostile. This parent is angry. That parent has lost a child. A loss is merely anything that you are separated from or that you are removed from. And so they may not be losing that child in the physical sense to death, but symbolically that is a death for them because they no longer go to bed at night and have that child in the home with them. And they continuously stay in that pattern of grief and of mourning. And that mourning part is the behaviors that we see when they're crying, when they seem a little hostile, when they seem to be irate. Because we're putting them and their children in that same situation over and over again. They visit maybe on the weekends for 2 hours, 3 hours, and then they're removed again. And they go back to that foster home. So loss shows up in many different ways, right? Moving from one place to the other is a loss. Even if the change is a positive change, there's a loss because you're leaving something behind, and now you're stepping into something else. So loss encompasses a lot. There's tangible losses, interpersonal losses, material losses, symbolic losses. So we'll start talking about and diving into some of those things during our time together and looking at what they are and how they can show up in our space.
Outstanding. You know, as you mentioned, material loss, I lost $5 the other day, and I'm still grieving over that, okay?
Exactly.
And I didn't put light to it because if you talked about the pandemic affecting folks, it affects folks in all kinds of ways. I'm going to hit you with one more thing before we get ready to sign off, which is I'm going to make a statement. And since you've worked with me from time to time, you probably know how to just jump in with this. I don't have time to grieve or to sweat my loss.
And what happens there, that is when we don't deal with our loss, that is a type of grief that we will talk about. And the word is escaping me right at the moment, but it's one of the losses that I actually talk about. Inhibited grief. There you go. Inhibited grief, which is that grief that we don't allow ourselves to have, and then we wonder why we get sick. Because the mind can only contain so much, and what the mind can't contain, the body will begin to manifest. So inhibited grief is that grief that we say we don't have time for, that grief that we don't acknowledge, that grief that says, oh, I got to keep doing what I'm doing. But then your body is saying, I need this process to happen. And we don't allow ourselves the sufficient space for that. We get headaches. We get backaches. Our body's hurting. Our stomach is hurting. We can't figure out why we don't have any energy when we're drained and we just can't get motivated to do things. That's that inhibited grief.
Wow. I'm glad to know that there's a definition for it. Well, we're on the bottom of our half hour, and this has been an extraordinary, monumental, historical event. I do want to remind folks that at 8 p.m. on Thursday, be prepared, call in, write in, and make sure that you tell a friend. And then we're going to be following up Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Get your coffee going, sit down, roll up your sleeves, and go ahead and wake your friend up too and get them on the line, because you're probably tired of hearing them of their loss when you're dealing with your own too. And maybe you can have them get some help from Dr. Clark. Well, we're getting ready to sign off. So if there's any closing remarks that you'd like to offer for our listeners, please go ahead, Dr. Clark.
Again, the event of grief is one that, and loss is one that, throughout our lifetimes, we will all experience. But the journey is individual, and the experience is your own, and it's yours and yours alone, and no one can tell you how that experience must go.
Wow. Thank you again for hosting our show, and I'm sure our listeners will get a bang out of this, and just like it's also been moving for me, you can let me know where to mail the check to, because I've gotten a lot out of this myself.
Thank you, and thank you for having me, and I look forward to the next time we're together.
Absolutely.
Until then, I'll give myself a chance to breathe.
All righty. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.